Welcome to Eagle Nation. Don't forget to join us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so you never miss an episode.
Well, the Eagles come up against what some are calling their orange tsunami in the GWS Giants. The Giants went within 1 point of missing last year's grand final and have shown no relent to say that they will be a force again this season, beating North easily by 39 points. Eagles, well, they're in a rebuild and they come up against Port last week, got beaten by 50 points. They're back at Optus for the first home game of the season. They beat the Giants last year. Can they do it again? Welcome, Dan and Wayne. How you going?
Good, boys.
Good to be here.
Can they win it again?
No.
I'm really worried about this game, but it's one of those things where I want to make Optus a fortress again. I can't see it happening maybe on the weekend, but just a lot more competitive and not make it easy for teams to come and walk away with the 4 points at the end of the day.
I think last year we got GWS at Kingsley's first couple of months at the club, and then I think we changed it around for them, to be honest, because they went on a massive big winning streak after that. They lost about three of the last four games last year. But then they got into his game style, and then they haven't looked back. And I've watched them the last 2 weeks, and they've got power right through every line of the ground.
Go to Linktree, guys, and download all our shows from there, and get on our Facebook pages, our Instagram pages, Twitter pages, if you're not on them, and TikTok. Well, look, the game, as you said, is at Optus Oval, 3:50 this Sunday. If you're a betting man, it's $1.11 for the Giants to win, $6.70 for the Eagles. So I can see that blowing right out later on in the week.
Yeah.
Better odds than the weekend's game, isn't it?
I think it is
the travel factor.
Is that because of the travel? Head-to-head, the Eagles have won 10, Giants have won 5, and Eagles surprisingly have won 3 of the last 5. Mm. So, as you said, we won last year. The biggest wins, Eagles 111 points in round 8, 2014 Civic Oval, and Giants, well, not going to forget this one, 67 points. They knocked us out of the finals in 2017 at the Shea Grounds. What does the big Texan call it?
What he used to call it.
He said it was like a Shea Grounds, wasn't it? But it is a Shea Ground, cattle yard or something.
You say that, I think Taylor Walker. I don't know why. Call it a big Texan.
It's now called NG Stadium. So there's a few clubs that have changed their names due to sponsors, I guess. I thought it was Alex Wiverton's 50th game for the club, but it's not. It's his 49th, so I've written that in there wrong, so he's got one more to go. Let's talk about the Giants. Hey, look, the first game they come up against who did they play in the first game?
Richmond.
Richmond and
– No, they played Pies.
The Pies.
Oh, Collingwood, sorry.
Yeah. So they beat them by 40 points, and against North Melbourne, 17-19, 121 to North Melbourne, 13 goals, 14. We'll talk about some of their players. Hey, Hogan, he kicked 6 goals. He's kicked 10 for the year. He's so much a better-looking player up there, getting away from – the bustle, hustle and bustle of footy life,
I guess.
He
looks relaxed and he looks fit. He looks strong and he reminds me – on the weekend, I watched him play on the weekend.
He could have kicked 10.
He reminded me of JK. Honestly, he did. He's got that lean build and he just led up the ground, took the leading patterns he was doing. It just reminded me of Josh Kennedy, you know, and he was kicking the ball with that little stutter at the start. That moment made me think of JK, that little stutter at the start. He's kicking them 50, no worries. And they're going over halfway over the bloody top of the post.
And he passed off 4.
He's playing very unselfish footy.
I just thought he was best on ground. They were, you know, everyone would have given it to Tom Green, but this is some of the stuff he's doing. Tom Green, well, look, what, he's in his fourth year of football?
He's a bull.
So this is where the Eagles fans have got to be a bit more reserved and relaxed with some of our young players. This guy's in his fourth year of football, and he's making his mark, but he's got good players around him. And I've always said, you got good players around you, you make you look better as well. Mm. I've always had that belief. So, you know, some of the guys that are in our fourth year, we can go for them later on, they're not even getting a game.
Yeah.
So some of them have been injured, but they're still not getting a game. Josh Kelly, well – 24 touches, he's pretty good. Coniglio.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
trying to play it down, man.
I think
when you look at there, you look at the list, he's pretty good. Besides Coniglio, besides Whitfield, besides Toby Green, the list goes on. They got a great list.
Coniglio, to me, he's really turned his game around because he got dropped over a year ago he got dropped.
Well, after he's captain, then he got dropped.
He's playing. I don't know if you watched the last few weeks. He's their link. And he runs. Oh my God! He just gets rid of it, and he keeps running.
I think the new coach has worked wonders. Yeah. Sometimes that happens. I think Lee it's a sugar hit
usually, but then you know.
No, I'm talking about individual players. Not that sugar hit is where a new coach normally gets that win. Mm. Sorry, I just bumped his bloody laptop then. But yeah, I find
need a new one.
Under Leon Cameron, he did stagnate. He was dropped. I think there was a bit of friction between, and then a new coach comes in, it reinvigorates him. But the scariest prospect right now for me with GWS is they're playing this great brand of footy, in general. They're doing it without Toby Green. Toby Green's not firing on all cylinders. He hasn't even been in their top 10 players basically the last two games. And we all know what his ceiling is, and that is the scary thought. And he loves a goal, so he might be churning up inside too, waiting to release the shackles here on the weekend, you know, and jump back as this great player and one of their best players.
Reports out of their club are saying his leadership that's really taken off.
Well, he's a father now.
Yeah.
And
their defence is, I mean, Sam Taylor.
I was just about to
Sam Taylor is the best one-on-one defender in the comp. And best key defender, in my view. And Jacob Wiedering are the two best one-on-one and best key defenders in the comp. And Himmelberg is really playing. He's 6'6", whatever he is. And he can play on anyone. He's such a good player.
Well, don't fall off the chair. Don't fall off the chair when I say this. I don't really talk defence very much, do I?
No,
because I'm never really top left
forward. You are.
But I look at their back six, and I reckon it's the most underrated back six in the competition. And these are the names. Harry Perryman, Sam Taylor, Connor Iden, Lockie Whitfield, Jack Buckley, and Lockie Ash. To me, they're underrated, but they hold down. And they, like you said, Dan, are the impetus of the Orange Tsunami. It's all off the halfback. They just run forward. I was watching it on the weekend. Every play was played off the halfback, going forward, handball out of trouble, and the handballing was brilliant. And I'm telling you right now, it's a scary thought. I was watching that and I'm sitting there going, I don't think the Eagles got anyone that can keep up with these guys.
No.
And that's a scary thing about this team. But it's all about confidence, and the one way you can stop a run is by closing them down.
That's it.
And that's what the Eagles have to do. You know, they've got a young guy called Finn Callahan, you know. How young is he? He's in his second or third year. He's doing pretty good. And then you look at your forward line. Like you said, Toby Green hasn't really done much, like goals-wise. He's still a nuisance.
Yeah.
Jesse Hogan, Callum Brown, first game he kicks 5 goals, kicked 3 or 4 on the weekend, didn't he? How many did he kick on the weekend? He kicked 2. He's bobbed up out of nowhere. Kieran Briggs in the ruck, so the reason why we ended up getting Matthew Flinders is because Kieran Briggs has taken over that ruck role. And then you've got Aaron Cadman and Himmelberg that come off the bench, and, you know, Xavier Halloran. They've got some great – that's a good list, man.
Cadman's come along this year.
I was about to say,
and Tom Green.
Really show him why he was the number one pick. So for people at home that don't know, he was the key cog in that massive mega trade a couple of years ago that got us – you know, pick 8 and 12 that turned into Jimby and Hewitt was because they wanted pick 1 for Cadman. And last year, you couldn't be faulted for thinking, oof, is it a good move for them? But then seeing him now, it's like, nah, this kid does look like he's going to be a power forward of the competition in the future.
As you guys remember, I always liked him. He reminded me so much of Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah.
And he left footer.
And that's what he's like. And he's mobile.
He's nearly getting there for the marks now. Yeah. Like last year he was dropping. This year he's got a lot more confidence. And you've got a guy like Jesse Hogan down there. So that's taken a bit of pressure off him too and that's the thing about, you know, you look at, you know, you say like, was it you guys saying like Toby Green? The thing though with Toby Green is you've got to put someone good on him, because if you don't, he's going to carve the shit out of you. You can't just go and put a Harley Reid or a first-year player on him. You've got to put someone decent on him that's going to be able to match him, because he will carve you up.
I think that young Daniels is an underrated.
Brent Daniels?
Brent Daniels is another great But he's learned from Toby Green, hasn't he? So that's a good school of learning for you. So well, he's a very underrated player.
I always make sure I watch the game of the team that we're playing next, the previous week, and I sit down and watch him. And I'm just in awe of Tom Green.
Oh,
that kid, honestly. And I'm just sitting trying to think, like, they've got their midfield. Do we try and close one of them down? Do you close a Tom Green down, or do you close a Caniglio? Because really, Caniglio is the one that's getting the ball out to him.
He's the link.
Right? So, you know, let Tom Green have his run, but close down on Caniglio. Mm. Who in our team can close him down? That's my question to you.
Yeah. Well, you can open yourself up for a smashing, but I don't think we can go in too defensively right now. No. We need to learn how to attack. Yeah. We really do. It will open you up. You will get outclassed like we saw last week against Port, where the class really rose to the top and the skills were on evidence. But I don't want to be tagging. I don't want to be putting loose plays back. I want to see that attacking brand of footy. I want to see attack the corridor. I want to see get it at forwards at all costs. I want to see that running. So if you were two finals contending sides, yeah, you pick the one, not even their best midfielder, the midfielder you think you could have the best influence in taking out the game. Classically in 2018, we hit side bottom. You know, Hutchings got that tag. Side bottom's not their best midfielder, but we singled him out thinking we could have the best influence by tagging him.
Yeah.
But I don't think we can do that. I don't want to tag. I want to see Reed get runs in there. I want to get Jimby. Hopefully we bring a Clay Hall in and see him get runs. Hopefully Chester on the wing. You know, I want to see what we have more than worry about what they have.
Yeah, mine was not so much a tagger, but just to close them in, make the extractor harder for the ball to get out. Mm. And that all comes down to pressure. Mm. And if we're going to show up like we did in second quarter and fourth quarter of the Port game, we're going to get run over. We're going to get smashed. Now, it's a big ground, so that's one thing that works in our favour. Their ground's a lot smaller than ours. But, look, we'll go on to our team. We briefly talked about it on Final Siren on the other night. Alex Whippet and Tom Barras, Brady Hoff, those all three will keep their roles. Liam Duggan, McGovern, Cole, Jaden. See, Jaden Hunt's named on a wing on the lineup, but doesn't play there. Like when you were saying, maybe they need to play him there. Yo, now we're all saying we're doing this before the team comes out. Mm. So you'll probably listen to this before the team comes out. If Andrew Gaff is picked, we've lost the game.
Yep.
Right. Sorry, that's a selection we can't get wrong this time. Noah Long's probably going to keep his spot. Darling has to keep his spot. I know people smash Darling, but one of our mates, Steve, on TNG said that today, usually when he's not getting a ball, he goes up the ground. And he didn't do that against Port on the weekend.
That was my big thing.
Right? He didn't get up the ground.
Leads up to the wings. He wasn't doing it.
He wasn't doing that. So Petrucelli, well, he had a great game. Waterman, you got to keep him in there. Oscar Allen, Jamie Cripps. Bailey Williams, well, we've got no one else to rock, have we? Tim Kelly and Harley Reid there. Givens, Ruben Jimby, he was a bit rusty, so hopefully he can wax on a bit with Reid. And Tyler Brockman's got to get another chance. Luke Edwards has got to be the other one. And Callum Jamieson, well, to me, you know, before last week I probably would have said he's lucky to go, but, you know, I think he held his own. So what do you think? We didn't really talk about much about him. I think he held his own, and I know we all off air want to see Barnett given a go, but you can't. If you dropped Callum Jamieson now, I think it's a sending the wrong message.
I think they're happy with how he performed. I think they're happy with that combination.
And in the back line?
I think there's only going to be a couple changes. I hope there's a couple changes. Mm. We talk about the wing being a big issue for us. Hopefully maybe a Bergil and a Clay Hall come in, give us that bit of run.
All right, let's put this.
And then obviously take Chessa off that sub role. I want to see how he goes with a
right,
full four-quarter game.
You're the selector. You make the call now because this is going to happen before they put it out. We're all in agreement. This is Gaff and Edwards out. Who do you reckon? You said who?
Well, I would say I'll drop Edwards and Chessa. I mean, Edwards and Gaff, the true wing positions. I'd bring in a Clay Hall and a Bergil. Now, they're not exactly like for like. I'd remove Chessa on a wing, maybe move a Noah Long up to a wing because he's under 18s coach in his local coach, he was always going to be a midfielder in his eyes. He's got those skills. Yep. Change the magnets around a bit. So even though it's not light for light, Virgil kicked 4 goals. Give him a run up forward. Move him on the wing. Just change up. Let's see what we can do. But to me, they both underperformed. If you two wingers had less than 60 metres gained combined, that's a pathetic effort. That's something I'm very disappointed. And there were positives last week, but our wingers were definitely not one. All so right. They're the two changes.
So who's your sub?
Not sure yet. So maybe Brockman.
Right. Wayne, you got anything different?
Oh, yeah. Well, I personally think Gaff will be the sub, I reckon. He did it last year and he'll do it again.
Nah.
He did it last year.
Yeah, I know. We all know it. But this is...
But look, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
you're predicting. I think you should be out.
But if it's you, if you're the...
If I'm a selector, Chester would be in for straight away for Gaff, with no question. He should have been on that weekend. Gaff would be out. I would, just going through there, I would think that Edwards will hold his spot. He'll be the sub or one of the... It's just the way it is. If you're a selector, yeah, you might get rid of him, but he'll hold. But I think if they're going to bring in Clay Hall, they've got to take someone out who's in the midfield. And who would that be? I think that means they need to shift someone back to half back. And that means it could be who was on the half back there? I'm just trying to.
Cole Hoff.
Yeah, it could be Cole or Hoff who could be going back to the bench or as the sub. Because Duggo's got to stay in. He's got to go.
Yeah,
back.
Look, I'm the same as Wayne. To me, I just can't get past our wingers having that less impact on the wing. Being a winger myself in my footy career, it was all about getting that run. And yeah, Clay Hall's a given. If he's ready to go, you bring him in. If he's got the minutes, this is another thing I'll talk about later on, minutes, managing, all that. We all have got different views on that. And, you know, I know Berger will kick 4 goals and I'd love to see him in the game, but maybe he's one more game in the wobble.
He needs more game.
One more game in the wobble just because he's come off a groin injury.
But he's come off hamstring and groin injury.
Yeah, so constant. My heart wants to put him in. But I'm going to go, and I don't think he will get it in, and I'm probably leaning towards you. I reckon they'll keep friggin' Edwards in. I was saying a true coming in, only because of what he's done in the few games last year, and he's backed up again in the Waffle.
But
if you bring him in, we're too – he's an insider, so he's an extractor, so – I can't see him coming in.
But if you're not going to bring Bergil in because of injuries, True is another one that's just come back from injuries and has a back problem, injury problem.
But like I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean.
I know where you're coming from.
Bergil's not coming in because of risk because he's been injured. Well, that's the same with True.
Yeah, but Bergil would be debuting. There's a lot more, I don't know, perceived pressure. I don't know. It might be perceived pressure.
He could be the sub.
He could be. I mean, well, if Berger will come in, he'd have to be the sub.
I
just want to see him too because so we what? Haven't seen him, you know.
Like. I'd even go one further and say I'd bring Barnett in and put Brockman back off onto the sub bench.
But then we're too tall. And
we are, but
– And Jamison, Giants aren't overly tall. They're, like Port exposed us in the air. They've got a lot of tall. We need run against the Giants. And – You know, it's hats off. Jermaine Janes might come in yet.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So he's got another one that could come in. So it's going to be interesting how they do go on the selectors.
My biggest thing I want to see this week, and being a defender all my football career, is that I want to see someone friggin' man up on their players. The manning up on the players is – our manning up is disgraceful. I don't give a stuff what anyone says. I don't care how the game is played these days. You do not leave a guy on the half forward line 30 metres on his own. And we did that 3 or 4 times on the weekend.
And the rest?
Yeah. And it's not just been this year. It's been last 2 years. We've done it.
My question to you then is Adam Simpson too predictable?
I think he is. I don't think he does. What does he do? You tell me. I haven't seen much change. I agree with Dan. We have tried to go through the middle a bit more. But in other areas, I just don't see much change, honest.
I see huge change.
I don't
forward line, we just bomb it.
Like, yeah, but being good.
We're changed, but not good at
like,
it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm not saying we're good, but I'm saying this is a vastly different coaching style as far as I'm concerned. Because we're a possession
but I mean,
in defence.
But what I mean by predictable is if you gave me all those magnets now, I can tell you where he's going to put them.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to me, I like coaches that mix it up a bit and take them out of their comfort zone. And that's why I hated pre-season seeing Gaff on the wing because we know he can play the wing.
You did the exact same thing for the entire GWS side. You put the magnets and you read line for line.
I just read what was on the magnets. Yeah, yeah. But they won't line up like that. Because I bet you they change it around a bit. What I'm trying to say there is...
It is a very good question, though. Is he predictable? I would say yes, he's predictable. But so is Horst Longmire. You know, there's Longmire. Some coaches are. Fagan notoriously doesn't make changes. And that very well could have cost him in the grand final last year where they were predictable.
But if you're...
Because some coaches, they have the...
Tried and tested in the grand final, you know what I mean?
Consistency thing. You know, they want you to be a master of that position. I would say that, yeah, he is predictable, but I don't think that necessarily is always a bad thing.
Oh, I'm not saying
but
it's
you have
bad.
To be able to, you have to.
You got to back it up.
Selection, that's what I mean. It's like, but selection to me, that's where you can't be predictable. You can't just be like, yeah, Gaff will get another game or Gaff will be the sub. I'm sorry, no. Luke Edwards, because they talked about form coming into this game. To me, Luke Edwards wasn't the in-form player either.
He wasn't. I mean? Yeah, this is.
They were picked because they're kind of like the ones you like.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, I've seen True, and I can't believe I'm mental blank. Who did we drop last year, young kid?
There was a few.
Yeah, but the young one. It wasn't Clark, not West. Who was the young? Good kick.
Can't remember.
Bloody, we used to always play him forward, but he was a midfielder. Anyway, he and True used to get great numbers in the waffle. I've never seen Edwards even get those numbers in the waffle before. And this is his fourth year. He's not a kid like – he's not a Jimby or Hewitt or Reed. He's in his fourth season now.
I don't want to bash Edwards, but
I feel like whenever I'm critical on a player, I feel like I am doing that just because I'm a big fan of them all because they play for the club. But I've been realistic here. Have you ever seen him? He had 27 disposals in his first year against Richmond. That's his only game where I would say he had a great game, and I haven't seen him do it at the Waffle.
Yeah, I just – they obviously see something in him, and from what I understand, he's very good by hand and by foot, right? That's why they drafted him, right? But to me, his decision-making's not the great. And like I said, I've never – if you're a winger, you've got to make an impact, and he just doesn't make an impact. And at Waffle level, he didn't make an impact. And I know just from talking to people, people sit there and they shake their head sometimes that he gets picked. But Simo did just say he was in his best 22 last year. I don't know how because I just can't see it. But I don't want to bash a kid because he's having a go. But I just don't think he's the right player for a wing.
It's hard because it's even the same as Gaff because he is a champion. I know people don't like, but he is.
He's been great for the Eagles.
And we're being critical, but we're being honest. Yeah. Honest in our own opinions.
You don't play.
What I mean? We're not attacking these people as persons because I heard Luke Edwards is great around the club too. But as I said, they're the two that I would make a change.
You got to make changes.
But not everyone's wrong.
And you're right. And Gaffey's. You don't play 277 games of AFL football if you're not good.
Not everyone can be wrong though. Everyone's saying the same thing.
Yeah, and that's why
we all love him. He's a great guy and he's great.
And unfortunately, but you know what?
Time comes to an end.
I think this could be something that he learns. Like you've said it before, Dan, on the podcast last year,
I've got to be more specific here.
Well, on the waffle, if you took Gaff down to the waffle, right, he's going to go down there and people sit, he's going to play waffle. But, you know, he's gone down to the waffle and he's going to make those players better. Because he's a better player. Mm. At Waffle, he's going to carve it up. He'll get 46 possessions because, unfortunately, that's the level that he's at now because he's an older body. But the younger guy's going to learn so much more for him being in the Waffle than him being in AFL.
Yeah.
That's my view as somebody, and you can call me an armchair critic, an armchair coach, whatever. Everyone's got an opinion and, you know, that's mine. And I'd love to see him do that. And he doesn't have to go back the whole year. It might reinvent him to do something. He might learn something himself.
Yeah.
But I can sit there and I tell you, I reckon he hasn't even played a dozen Waffle games since he's been at the Eagles.
I could count on one hand.
You know what I mean? So
he's left over.
And
he was the super sub when he first came in, wasn't he? So he didn't play then.
Yeah. This is, again, not an attack on him. Look,
so we all agreed with Clay Hall, then our second one was all different. Barnett from Wayne,
I can't
Virgil from me and True from you.
Can't see Barnett coming in because they're going to have to rest him forward because he's not a backman. And that's probably why Callum Jamieson's been picked in, because he can play back. If Harry Edwards comes back from his broken finger, that might change again.
You tell me, if Harry Edwards gets a game, I tell you what, he gets a game, we're in trouble. We're in massive trouble.
I don't know, because we haven't seen him in two bloody years. He's been that. He's one of those ones that's been so heavily injured. But so yeah, good. I'm interested. Liam Ryan 2 weeks. They're saying she 2 weeks, but that's not going to happen. You know, Cully 2 weeks. Interested to see in 2 weeks if there's not just this one or two changes. If there's like three or four, and there is a proper.
Well, Cully's carving them up.
It's going to be interesting, because the Eagles go away next week. We're jumping the gun here. They go away and they play. Who do they play next week? The week after, the Bulldogs.
We've got Dogs, and then who we got?
And then we've got Sydney.
They were in Adelaide.
We're not coming
in Adelaide.
Yeah, we're not coming back to Perth.
Yeah.
So are they going to take a whole team over there? The Waffle starts that weekend that we're in Sydney. I mean in Adelaide. So it's going to be interesting how they go over the selections in the next few weeks. Yeah. So hopefully they don't play it safe. Hopefully they give it a go. Injuries, we'd basically said Hewitt's still out, and we might not see him this year. Bazo, unfortunately, he's still got groin soreness. Matt Flynn's 8 to 9 weeks. Archer Reid, same, 8. Dom Sheed, he could be right in 2 weeks, but he could be off again for another 4 weeks after that. So just depends on how he turns up, I guess, and how that – it's a shocking injury. Liam Ryan, he's ready to go from what I've heard, holding him back. Jai Cully, holding him back. I can understand that, ACL. And Harry Edwards, probably another – he'll spend a couple of weeks in the Wobble.
Good.
And when you look at the Giants injury list, they've only got really – I'm looking at the list now. There's no one – that the only one that's probably that first Callum game Ward. Is Callum Ward, yeah. 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
He's the only one that would come in. Finn Callahan already played. All the rest are young. I see that their young guy that they got in their first round, Phoenix Goddard – is illness, and I think it's glandular fever or something.
Oh, right.
That's not a good one.
So from what I've heard, so it's indefinite. So so look, let's talk about winner and margin. Winner? Or it's gotta be Giants, or is Eagles, can all Eagles make it an upset?
No, Eagles might make it an upset. Giants, I reckon, by 50 points plus.
We gotta be realistic where we are. I think Giants are playing great footy, but they didn't put ruse to the sword. So I'm hoping we can keep it. Oh, to be honest, it's the same as last week. I wanted to be under 40. I'm not happy with 50 points. And now inaccurate too, which we touched on.
Yep.
At least it wasn't the 100-point loss that we had under. But, yeah, if we could keep that under 40 points even at home, I'd be happy with that. Because I said that, it seemed like be the informed team in the comp after such a small sample size.
I don't think we'll have as much problem with their forwards because they're not as tall up forward. So I think they might be a plus for us. I'm going to be really conservative here and go out on a limb.
Brown, Giants, and Cadman are pretty tall.
Brown's not that tall.
Brown's pretty tall.
Well, he doesn't look it on TV. He's not as tall as Dixon and Marshall and all
many,
those guys.
Not many people as tall as
Dixon. Yeah, no, but I mean,
even Hogan's not that
I'm
tall.
I'm just saying, their forwards, their three forwards are huge compared, like, they're tall, but they're not huge guys. I think I'm going Giants 24 points.
24? Yeah, I would love that result.
Yeah, I just, for some reason, I've probably been too conservative. Who's going to kick the most goals for the Eagles?
I reckon Oscar's going to come back because I think I only give Oscar a break last week because he was sick during the week.
He had gastro, about six of them did, apparently.
Had it really bad. And,
it begs another question you can ask.
I think Oscar will come out and kick 3 to 4 this week.
Yeah, I'm with Wayne. I think Oscar, being a captain and
I reckon Darling won't be happy. I think Darling's going to do something. I don't know. I can see Darling kicking a few. And best on ground for the Eagles.
Eagles, I can see this week being on BOG. I'm going to go out here and say that Liam Duggan will be our BOG.
I'm going Tim Kelly. Yeah, I think he's another one that would not have been happy with that performance last week.
And at home, Kelly plays really good. He loves the ground. But these are all predictions. Anything can happen. This will come out before they announce a team, so this is purely a prediction, but hopefully we've given you a bit of insight on where the Eagles and the Giants will be at. Download our shows from any of our Facebook pages, but go to Linktree, Linktree is a free app, so just download it to your phone and you can get to anything from there. And thanks to Tommy for being a sponsor for this show. And until next week, guys, well, we'd love to see a win, but we know it's not going to happen.
That's all right. As long as they have a go.
And a better effort.
We need to accept where we're at.
And we need to improve. Yeah. Keep improving every week.
That's all you want to do.
And read for the Rising Star this week.
Yeah.
Well. Go Eagles.
Born is pride from isolation. A fortress built. We cross the nation. Our colors share the West Coast sky. Our will to win will